أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا رجل يريد أن يصدكم عما كان يعبد آباؤكم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaarak wa Ta'ala explained that on the day of Qiyamah, when decisions will be made, and these non-believers who denied the existence of the fire of Jahannam, and they will be thrown into it, and they will be told, taste now of that which you denied all along. Further, in this world, Allah explains one of their bad conditions, and that was, وَإِذَا تُتْلَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ اور جب پرہی جائے ان کے پاس ہماری آیتیں کھلی کھلی. And when our clear ayats are recited to them, the ayats of the Quran Sharif, and the clear message which is so logical also, قَالُوا مَا هَذَا کہے اور کچھ نہیں. They say this is nothing else. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَن يَصُدَّكُمْ عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُكُمْ. مگر یہ ایک مرد ہے, چاہتا ہے کہ روک دے تم کو اس سے جن کو پوچھتے رہے تمہارے باپ دادا. They say this is nothing, but it's only one man referring to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his idea and his object, his intention is only one, to stop you to worship those things which your forefathers were worshipping. In other words, playing on the emotions and sentiments of the people, that what your forefathers were doing, he is stopping you from that. And in that way they tried and create a barrier between Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the masses. And further, other things they used to say, وَقَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُمْ مُفْتَرَى. اور کہے اور کچھ نہیں, یہ جھوٹ ہے باندھا ہوا. That this is nothing else, نعوذ باللہ, that the Quran is only lies, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it up himself, and then he said that it is from Allah Ta'ala. There is no reality in it. In this way, the leaders tried and mislead their followers. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. اور کہتے ہیں منکر حق بات کو جب پہنچے ان تک. And these non-believers, they used to say with regard to the truth, the Quran Sharif, when it came to them, they used to say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. اور کچھ نہیں, یہ ایک جادو ہے سریح. That this is nothing, but only it is open, black magic, it is sorcery. So in this way, various things they used to say, and this was not new at that time. Every Nabi of the past also had to go through it, and till today, all this propaganda is made. Sometimes they will take what they will say about Islam and about the Muslims, sometimes what they will say. And this is to mislead the people and turn them away from the truth. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala refers to three things they used to say, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intention is only one, that he wants to mislead the people and take them away from the worship, what their forefathers were doing, and he wants to be a big person and all must follow him. Otherwise, they used to say at other times that these are nothing but lies, na'uzubillah, which he has made up himself, and now he says that it is from Allah Ta'ala. Other times they would say it is nothing but just black magic. وَمَا آتِنَوْ مِنْ كُتُبِ يَدْرُسُونَهَا. اور ہم نے دی نہیں ان کو کچھ کتابیں کہ جن کو وہ پڑھتے ہو. And the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, Allah says we had never given them any kitab before this. The other progeny of Ishaq alayhi salam through Ibrahim alayhi salam through Ishaq alayhi salam, all the Bani Israel, the prophets, the rasuls of Bani Israel had come. So they had received many kitabs, many nabis came to them. But to the Arabs, nobody came. This was the first nabi and the first kitab that came to them. In other words, they should appreciate it even more, that this is the first time they are receiving a kitab from Allah. تعالى وما ارسلنا اليهم قبلك من نذير اور بھیجا نہیں ان کے پاس تجھ سے پہلے کوئی ڈرانے والا and we had not sent any warner to them before you. You are the first warner, the first Rasul, and this is the first kitab that has come to them. They should have accepted it with open arms, that today the other side, the Jewish people, had received many Rasuls and many kitabs. And we the Arabs, this is the first time that we have got a Rasul and a kitab. They should have welcomed it and received it with open arms. But وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ اور جھٹلایا ان سے اگلوں نے and the people of before also falsified these kitabs. And so unfortunately the vast majority of the Arabs, the people of Makkah, also did not believe and falsified. وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ اور یہ نہیں پہنچے دسویں حصہ کو اس سے جو ہم نے ان کو دیا تھا. And these people, the people of Makkah, they did not even have a ushre ashir, a fraction, not even one-tenth of what we had given the people of before. The wealth we had given the people of before, the strength we had given them, the power that we had given them, they carved out their houses from mountains, they lived in great luxury and comfort. What and what they had. The people did not. The people of Makkah did not even have one fraction of that. And those people, in spite of having so much wealth, so much strength, power, we destroyed them, and nothing was left of them. What do the people of Makkah think? That if they will disbelieve, what will happen to them? They have got nothing compared to the people of before, and they are also still disbelieving. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ تو کیسا ہوا ان انکار میرا. Then how was my punishment upon those people? Don't they take a lesson? They regularly, during the summer and winter, used to undertake journeys to the north, into Syria, and to the Yemen in the south, and they passed by these places where those people were destroyed, who were so much more stronger and powerful than them. And when they disbelieved, how Allah destroyed them. Don't they take a lesson? We can destroy them also. We can destroy the people of Makkah also like this. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala teaches us that this propaganda which is being made is no new game. It has come all along. And what should a person do at such times to become more firm on deen? Their object with the propaganda is to take us away from deen. We should not fall and go headlong and devote all our energies in answering those propaganda. We should become more firm on our deen. That is the true answer. They want to remove us from our deen, and when they make the propaganda, we should become more firm on deen. May Allah give us tawfiq.